right, I just frightened the life out of my guests. Now, joining me in the studio, just put the lamp on. I thought I was having some sort of seizure in the side of my eyes. I'm joined in the studio by singer and songwriter Ian Foreman.
Hang on. I haven't written a song in years.
Yeah, but we can say you're a songwriter. Shut your face. Okay. Dr. Zero and the Hotheads is the band that he's with. And he's, if you've not seen Ian, he does gig all over Essex.
I gig in one place. I'm that big. I cover the whole of Essex.
No, but I have seen, see, we cross paths. We've, no, I don't think I've ever actually said hello to you because I was a bit too scared. But I have seen you in different venues.
You knew I was in your garden path, didn't you?
like some sort of stalker.
You knew that was me.
Well, the thing is, because you do cross over, you come and see people and you go, oh, I know he's good. That's and that's it. You see, that's the nice thing.
See, I've
I know
crossed over
good.
To the light. That's why I put it on.
Yeah, I don't know why. Do you know why I hate that studio? They use that in the evening when there's, because it gets quite, because it's, they like the sort of atmospheric, I can't even say.
Atmospheric. You know why I put that on?
Why?
Because when I open the fridge at home normally, I do 20 minutes.
Do you?
That light goes on, make them laugh.
Now, Ian, we'll find out more about you. Just, when did you start singing? How old were you? And when did you realise that you could actually sing?
I started singing when I could talk. Because we never had a lock on the toilet door and it was very embarrassing if somebody came in.
So, are you a musical family or not?
My mum could sing. Yeah. My mum was in a dance band in the 40s.
Oh, right.
She used to sing with occasional dance bands. She wasn't a gigging singer, but she got sung with them occasionally. But yeah, I could sing. My brother could sing. My sister could sing. My dad used to work with chickens. He used to hum.
Right. I don't know where that conversation was going to go then. I suddenly was like going to just move the microphone down slightly.
Now you're safe with me. Honestly, you're safe with
so
me.
So what kind of music did you grow up listening to that influenced you with your style of your voice?
The Beatles. Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Sam and Dave. All that kind of soul stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the influence. That's where it all comes from.
With I was saying to somebody about Tom Jones. Isn't it weird? Some singers. I was talking about it the other day. I remember seeing Paul McCartney. And I love Paul McCartney. I love the Beatles.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing him not so long ago on TV.
At the Olympics.
Yeah, a little bit ropey. And I feel really bad saying that because I know he's got massive fans out there.
Everybody said it.
But it's some singers. Tom Jones, he still sings and his voice is there. Other people, it goes, doesn't it?
Vocal zones, darling.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. He's been using them since the 60s. It's not unusual.
Oh, no.
What? It's not unusual for singers to use them.
No, I don't. I think it's just like, don't you? Do you have anything? When you're on stage, do you have anything for your throat besides like 20 pints of beer? No, do you have anything? Do you have like a. What's
vocal
that?
Zone.
Oh, really? You do have them?
Mm-hmm. Occasionally. They help you hit those high notes. They lubricate the vocal cords. That's what they're designed to do. So if you're going to go on cold, even if you've done a little warm up, it's good to take one.
Yeah.
And that kicks you in.
I've heard yawning helps as well.
Does it? Mm. Well, normally when I sing, most people do yawn, yes. The audience do more than me.
So tell us about the, so you started off singing, you started in bands, and you've played, are you originally from Essex?
Yeah, well, great London Essex, from Gents Hill.
See, that's, it's still Essex.
It's Essex postcode, it's an Essex address, so as far as I'm concerned, for all you, that's not Essex people out there, it is Essex, because it's got it. Although we've got a tube station, Gansfield's got a tube station.
Yeah.
Oh, the only place you can get about at the moment is Wimbledon. Because of the underground and the overground, you can womble free.
moving swiftly on.
Did you think it was going to be this easy?
I thought it was going to be really something interesting about the travel situation. There's a lot of people out there very concerned. I'm going to hit
there's
you with that.
People, there's a lot of people staying at home listening to us today. Thank you very much, London Underground. We love you to pieces.
Well, I wouldn't. You
good
know,
old
what,
Boris.
What is it about £60,000 they get? And I know they've got. I mean, the thing is you've got people throwing themselves in front of trains. That's what puts me off of. And also, you're in the dark all the time. I don't. I'm not. I hate going on the tube trains. It's not for me.
Really? You, on a tube, you're in the light and you can see other people. It's the train driver that looks through the dark.
Oh, know? No, I don't like it. I hate it. I panic. Do you like being on the tube?
Every time my dad used to take me out because he never used to drive, and we went anywhere, it was on the tube.
Yeah.
So I'm so used to tubes. Problem is, I get motion sickness. And the older I've got, the worse it's got.
Yeah.
So I don't like the tubes because of that. But I don't mind jumping on a train here and there. In fact, I've got an Oyster card. I've got an Oyster card.
I didn't even know how to update. I've got one, and I was like, what do you do with it?
But then again, I've got contactless technology now, so it doesn't matter. You don't need an Oyster card if you've got one of those.
What, is it in your hand or something? Do you have it, like, inserted into your...
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
It's on my phone. It's on my phone. Easy, girl. This is Mikey's show. No, shush. Easy.
Moving swiftly.
Oh, dear.
Moving swiftly on. Now, we've got three tracks to get through. You are going to be singing live.
Yes.
And this just shows you how good Ian is, because I know with Ian, he comes in, I said, do you want to do a quick mic test? And you hear me say this a lot. I'm not going to say the singers that don't do this, but he came in, he went, la, 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 la. Not quite like that. And went, that's fine.
It was like that. Was
because you sing, and anyone says you sing, you go dump and sing. You're not one of these people, hold on a minute, I need to have a hot drink. Hold on a minute, I need to do my warm-up. Hold on a minute, I need to, la, 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 which you sometimes get with
no,
singers.
As I said, the fridge light goes on, I do 20 minutes. My girlfriend has to come in and shut the door and go, shut up, I'm watching EastEnders.
Does she sing as well?
No.
Not musical.
She can sing,
yeah,
but she doesn't think she can, so she doesn't.
Is that good? Would you like to have gone out with another musician, or do you think you would have just gone mad?
Oh, no. No. That would have been, in my opinion, one of the best duos out there, you know? You're a husband and wife, a girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah.
There's a little spark there between you. You can see it in a lot of these husband and wife acts, apart from Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do like... I think she looks great on stage, though, with all that, you know...
What, wind in her hair?
No, nobody really wants that.
I've had a courage to that. I'm all going to sit at the front of the stage. All now, single ladies.
We're going to talk about Dr. Zero and the Hotheads.
Yeah.
Before we do, I've got the first track to play with. I've got All That You Need. Who's the track by and why did you decide to do this cover?
I'm running the teeth in for the Doberman. Joe Bonamassa.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant track. It's an old blues tune that he's revitalised, but it just rocks. It's a rocky blues song, and we're not about I woke up this morning. We're not about that type of stuff. We're about having a party.
Yeah.
And R&B has been around for over a century now.
Yeah.
And people still think it's blues. When you say we're a blues band, they just think you're going to sing about woeful things.
Yeah.
But it's not. And then came Dr. Feelgood in the 70s and the pub bands and Nine Below Zero. And there's a lot of fans out and there's a lot of people out there. The gigs we do, we see people at the front that you wouldn't think would appreciate this music singing along with us.
Yeah.
And they know all the music.
Yeah.
So we decided to go down that route. So we're doing the faster, bluesier, happier stuff, except I'm going to do a rhythm and blues song live to put people to sleep.
Is that why you got the lamp? Just to shine it. It's just to, you know, I'm sure it'll be fine. Now, we've got all... I've got All That You Need is what we're going to play by Dr. Zero and the Hotheads, and then we'll ask in more about the band and how you guys all met.
Lovely.
Because I'm nosy as well.
A big thank you to John Summerton at Basildon Studios, because we asked if we could go and do it, and he said, yeah, come in one Sunday morning, and we knocked these two tracks out, and he engineered it and did it beautifully. So thank you to John Summerton at Basildon Studios over there in Basildon.
What are you pointing there for? It's a cupboard.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looked like Basildon to me.